Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packs of flavorful Private Selection Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $5.99 each. Then get select varieties of Lay's or Kettle Cooked potato chips for $1.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning, Montanans. For those of you sitting in your car headed off to work or wherever you're going, getting ready to go to work, this is not Aaron Flint. Aaron was taking some time off. He's been to Iraq and Afghanistan many times alone. This time, his spouse asked him to take a trip with her to a convention, and so he took the week off, and he called me up and said, would I be willing to fill in for him? Gotta say, I probably won't do this again. This is very complicated. I thought being a congressman was tough, but sitting here trying to coordinate people on the line, take phone calls, it's not as easy as you think. I've gained a real appreciation and respect for Aaron Flint and the program he's put together. So far, he hasn't fired me. My wife and I, after I left Congress, decided foolishly to get in the restaurant business. We built and operated 2 Burger Kings in Montana and 4 Popeyes all the way from Kalispell, Missoula, down to Billings. And we famously coined the term no-call, no-show. I had a no-call, no-show just now. It was General Vallely up in Big Fork. He was supposed to be calling in, and I was going to talk to him a little bit about Pete Hegseth, the Department of Defense. What did he think of that appointment? Will he make it through? He seems to have all of the credentials, and it'll be interesting to see if that goes. I had a no-call, no-show yesterday. It was Jeff Miller, former chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and we were going to talk a little bit about his rise to influence as a congressman. He represented the panhandle of Florida. His predecessor was Joe Scarborough, who was a Republican, turned very liberal Democrat on MSNBC. And the guy that replaced him was Matt Gaetz, a very conservative Republican. So Jeff had a lot to say, unfortunately, the day before his father-in-law at 92 passed away, and he wasn't able to join us. So I filled in for Jeff Miller, a great individual, former chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Today we're doing a fundraiser, Warriors in Quiet Waters. It's a telethon. Warriors in Quiet Waters is an organization that helps veterans throughout the country. It's not just Montana-based, although the program itself is located in Bozeman at a ranch, and they line up really a holistic approach to helping veterans after the 2011 issue. And take them hunting and fishing. I heard most recently they do some of their ice fishing in North Dakota. That's not a surprise. I talked to a gentleman just prior to this from Texas. He had come to Montana. He's gone fishing several times. I hear the food's good, but it's a fundraiser. And luckily we have a $10,000 match from an anonymous source. So any money we raise today, somebody's gonna contribute that money. At least up to $10,000 for any of the contributions that come in. So in the next segment, I'll give the address, and I hope you'll very seriously consider Warriors in Quiet Waters, because it's a fantastic organization on behalf of the veterans of this country. Thank you, and thanks for joining Aaron Flint and me, Denny Reberg, former congressman.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on gun shows in Montana. Full audio, Montana Talks app.
Securing America.
There is some concern for American troops stationed in Syria after Islamist-led rebels retook control of several areas in the northwest portion of the country this past weekend, which included the major city of Aleppo. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder discussed the situation with a group of reporters Monday.
We have approximately 900 U.S. forces deployed to Syria to support the enduring defeat of ISIS mission.
General Ryder says that the good news is the rebel action took place far from American personnel.
These forces are primarily in what I would describe eastern or northeastern Syria as they've been for a while, so no proximity.
However, General Ryder does admit the military leaders are watching the situation carefully.
But as of right now, I'm not aware of any changes in our force posture or mission focus.
Syria has been in the midst of a civil war since 2011. Kevin Lutzke, Fox News.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council. Hey, are you...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning, Montana. This obviously is not Aaron Flint. Aaron is traveling with his wife. And so he's asked me, former congressman of the state of Montana, Danny Rehberg, former lieutenant governor, state legislator, rancher, farmer. I haven't really talked about myself much. Not only was I a rancher with 500 head of cattle, I got into the cashmere goat business a number of years ago. And when I left for Congress, I entered into a partnership. Before we got done, we had about 2,400 cashmere goats. People really didn't know where cashmere came from. It does come from a goat. And we would shear it, spin it, dye it, and turn it into scarves, dresses, and such, sold with through Lord & Taylor and Saks Fifth Avenue. So in Congress, I was known, thankfully, as a goat rancher, not a goat farmer. Many of the congressmen and senators referred to me as the goat man. So that's what I did, and this is a hard job. I have a great respect for Aaron Flint and the things that he's done in this program. His wife actually worked for me a number of years ago, and I had a tremendous group of staff. I also was involved with Conrad Burns. I was his campaign manager in 1988 when he successfully beat John Melcher for the United States Senate. Interestingly enough, John Melcher defeated my father in 1970. So it took a few years, but we were successful in defeating John Melcher and replacing him with Conrad Burns. And I set up the 8 offices for Conrad all the way from Kalispell to Glendive. There had never been a congressional office in the Eastern District, and I thought Glendive was a great place, and Eastern District of Montana deserved representation besides Billings and Great Falls. And so I opened up an 8th office over there with Kathy Sparr, and it was a tremendous office. We're doing a little bit of a telethon today on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters. It's an organization out of Bozeman, Montana, but they help veterans throughout the country. And it's a holistic approach. It helps them gather together as warriors from 2011 on, some disabled, others not, PTSD and such. They have about 1,000 alumni that are involved.
And so what we're doing today is raising a little bit of money on their behalf. It was funny, I commented earlier on about the fact that when I was a congressman, I talked to some of my soldier friends in the Marine Corps, and I said, what do you need over in Kuwait or Iraq or Afghanistan? They said, cigarettes and jerky. And so I contacted one of my friends in Missoula who had a convenience store. He sent me boxes and boxes of cigarettes and jerky, had them in my office open. They were all over inside my office. And I always turned my office over to the constituents when I wasn't in the office, when I was in Montana on the House floor. Unfortunately, one day one of my staffers took the constituency in. Some of them sat at my desk. They looked in the box and they saw the boxes of cigarettes. And unfortunately, it was the American Cancer Society. So I took a lot of grief over that. But I said, look, I'm going to send soldiers overseas protecting our interests, whatever they want. If they want jerky, if they want cigarettes, that's what they're going to get. I did get an interesting note from Lightbrows in Hardin, and this is a quote of his. As our psychologist said one night, the first helo got shot down. All the folks who had quit smoking started smoking again. When the second helo got shot down a few minutes later, all the folks who had ever smoked started smoking again. Very appropriate. One of the most meaningful things I did a number of years ago when I was a congressman, I went out to the Blaine's helicopter area, and they had a helicopter in there that they had purchased, and it had been shot down twice in Vietnam, carted in, fixed, and rebuilt. And there was that rebuilt helicopter out at Blaine's in Billings, Montana. And they had invited two of the soldiers who had actually flown that helicopter in Vietnam. Very emotional situation. I really enjoyed that. They were in tears. Obviously, they were no longer licensed. I was at the time. I was flying helicopters, but they could not. And so they went up with the Blaine's and they flew around in their helicopter that they'd been shot down in Vietnam. And I really thank the Blaine family for doing that for the veterans. And that's one of the things that's really nice about the Warriors in Quiet Waters program. You can donate to them at wqwf.org/donate or email them at info@wqwf.org, or you can mail in donations to Warriors and Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. As I had mentioned, they have a 1,000 alumni. There is no cost to the participants in this. It's all paid for by Warriors in Quiet Waters. They do have a $10,000 match today from an anonymous source, so any money that's raised today, it'll be matched up to $10,000 from this source. And they most recently got a $25,000 contribution from the Christ Center Foundation. I don't know who that is. I'm going to look them up. I'm going to write them a little note. I'm going to thank them for being active and interested in the Warriors that have protected our interests overseas. And we can't thank them enough. As you know, the airlines will let them load up first. There's all kinds of programs out there, whether it's Tunnel to Towers or whatever it is. Please be generous. Warriors in Quiet Waters. This is Denny Reberg, congressman, former congressman, state of Montana, sitting in for Aaron Flint. And again, Aaron, you put together a great program. You're a veteran yourself. I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for our country. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to be your host today.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's a scenario. You believe that businesses who raise their prices, say for gasoline or water after a flood or natural disaster, are criminals and should be thrown in jail. Then you listen to an expert or take an economics class and hear why such anti-price gouging policies produce outcomes that are worse. And so you are no longer against letting prices go up, right? Well, not exactly. New research shows that people don't change their beliefs on strongly held convictions, even after hearing explanations about how policies they strongly believe in lead to worse outcomes. There's no question that people have less trust of experts, especially in the wake of COVID. But our sudden love affair with bad economic policies, like 100% tariffs, $25 an hour minimum wages, or directing government spending on favorite industries, seem doomed to repeat some very painful lessons from economic history that those now distrusted experts have spent their professional lives learning how to avoid. I'm Patrick Bunke.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Turns out you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, Montana. This is not Aaron Flint. It's former Congressman Denny Rehberg of Billings, former state legislator and lieutenant governor. We're doing the fundraiser today, a telethon for Warriors in Quiet Waters. We have a great lineup of people that are willing to talk about the organization. I now want to introduce Brian Gilman. Brian is a colonel, retired in the United States Marine Corps, but he's the CEO of the organization as well. He served 26 years in the Marines and left his active duty role as Chief of Staff of the Marine Forces Special Operations Command in 2020 to lead this organization. He commanded up to 500 Marines at the platoon, company, battalion, and regimental level, led four combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and served in roles ranging from commanding officer of the 1st Reconnaissance Battalion to senior program manager for ground reconnaissance capabilities at headquarters, United States Marine Corps. He obviously is an avid outdoorsman. And Brian, we're proud to have you on the air today. Thanks for being here. I've kind of lined up who you are. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you do, Warriors in Quiet Waters, how you got involved, and where do we go from here on raising some money for them?
Well, thank you, Congressman. I appreciate you having me on today, and I appreciate you dedicating so much of the show to Warriors in Quiet Waters. It means a lot to us on today, Giving Tuesday. So in terms of Warriors in Quiet Waters, we started in 2007 by another Marine colonel that is our founder, named Eric Hastings, lifelong Bozeman, Montana resident and lifelong angler, served in the Marine Corps for 30 years, was a Vietnam veteran where he flew 168 combat missions over Vietnam. And when Eric came back from his deployments to Vietnam, he was suffering from, you know, the trauma of combat and all he saw there. And to tell Eric here the story, he went to the water with a rod in his hand, tied on a fly, and found healing and meaning through fly fishing. And fast forward to 2006, his wife Jean and him conceived of the idea for this program on a fly fishing trip in Canada, and that's where we got our start. So we've been serving post-9/11 combat veterans since 2007 through experiences in nature, primarily fly fishing. The organization's changed quite a bit over that 17 years, where when we got started, it was a week-long program that was really designed to immerse warriors in nature, give them a new community, and teach them a skill, fly fishing. It's now a 9-month-long program called Built for More that really focuses on empowering combat veterans to build strength in what we call the pillars of a thriving life. Our goal is to unleash thriving veterans that make America stronger, and we do that through peak experiences in nature, a strong sense of community, and meaningful relationships. I got involved when I heard that Warriors in Quiet Waters was looking for a new CEO. I was getting towards the end of my Marine Corps career. I'd just come out of command as a colonel and knew that I wanted to work for a nonprofit organization, either serving veterans or serving conservation issues. when I retired, and the opportunity, Warriors in Quiet Waters, was made known to me by a family member. I called a former board member of the organization, asked them if they thought I'd be a good fit, and he thought I was. So I threw my name in the hat, and I was lucky enough to be the one that was picked. So retired in 2020 to come here and lead this incredible organization. It fills me with purpose and meaning every day, and was definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, Brian, they told me that there are 1,000 alumni. You've done a lot of work in the short period of time you've been here. I think you're probably financially on your feet, but why don't you tell a little bit about why it's so important to get money? I understand that everything's free. You don't charge anybody, yeah. And that's pretty impressive. Yeah. There are a lot of organizations out there that do take part of the money, and they kind of, you don't know where the money goes. So why don't you talk a little bit about how many alumni you have, how do you communicate with them, how do you keep them involved, and how's your fundraising going?
Yeah, we've actually served over 1,800 post-9/11 combat veterans and their family members since 2007. As you mentioned, it's 100% cost-free to the veterans and their families. They're also equipped with all the equipment to do whatever outdoor activity it is, whether it's fly fishing, archery hunting, or photography. We equip them with all the equipment that they need to go home and do that. It's theirs to keep, because that's we want them going back to nature all the time because of the benefits that we receive from nature. So our program is it's a high-touch, long-term program that's achieving big impacts that is subject to the vagaries of the environment, weather, and people. So it while it's cost free to the veterans, it's not free. We got to raise money to pay for it, and we do that all through our fundraising activities like this phone-a-thon today, where we're reaching out to individual donors, corporations, foundations, to bring them on board, to convert them into believers of our mission, that want to invest in the future of post-9/11 combat veterans, because they know that makes America stronger. So it's all we raise the money every year. Our budget this year is just over $4 million, and we're getting close to meeting that goal, and this radiothon will help a lot if people are able to open up their hearts and contribute in a way that's personally meaningful to them. But it's the fuel that drives our impact, so it's absolutely essential to everything that we do.
Well, you're the guy to talk to, because I haven't asked this question of any of our prior callers. Why don't you pat some of your contributors, your larger ones, on the back? I saw that Christ Santa Foundation gave you $25,000. I don't know who they are. Who's Christ Santa?
Yeah.
And some of the other ones that have contributed to you as well.
Yeah, the fact is, we wouldn't be here without the long-term support of our donors and our volunteers that have helped us since 2007. Some of our biggest corporate supporters are ConocoPhillips, a lot of local Bozeman businesses, Murdoch's, Kenyon Noble. I can name, there's hundreds of them that support us in the local Bozeman community. Other foundations, we just received a grant from Chick-fil-A that we'll be receiving later in this year, a six-figure grant. So there's, hundreds of corporations and foundations and individuals that have contributed in incredibly meaningful ways to us, and there's just too many to name, right now. But
you obviously cannot do it without the smaller contributions. Being a politician like me, my last race against John Tester cost $25 million, and I'll tell you, nobody sent me $5 million contributions. It was 5 and 10 and 20. Where the real buck hits the road. And so they can donate at wqwf.org/donate or email info@wqwf.org, or they can mail in donations. Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. So have you gone through the program yourself?
I've went through the program as a volunteer, so I make an effort to be on a program at least once or twice every year. So I've seen the individual fly fishing experiences. I've been deeply involved in our hunting track. I've participated in our saltwater fly fishing experience in Florida, which we have one of those going on this week, as well as our ice fishing program. So I've been on just about every program model that we have, and was intimately involved and really drove the change to our Built for More program now. So I get out on program as much as I can.
Obviously we have veterans listening to this program because of Aaron. He's built up a tremendous following in the Aaron Flint Show. Do you have a phone number that a veteran could call if they wanted the help? I haven't done anything like that or advertised a phone number on your behalf. Obviously, KBUL has an app, but where can they get a hold of you?
Yep, they can call us at 406-585-9793. And there's lots of ways to help. It goes beyond just contributing financially. You know, volunteers in our program that help us in the office, that help us in our fundraising events are essential to everything that we do. We started as a completely volunteer organization, and that ethic of volunteerism is carried through to today. We simply can't do what we do without our volunteers. So if you're interested in helping Moors in Quiet Waters, give us a call, reach out via an email. We'd love to find a way to help you get involved. And I think you're going to find meaning and purpose in doing that by serving these veterans yourself.
Well, this program goes statewide, obviously. May go into North Dakota, Wyoming, I don't know, or Idaho. Somebody from Missoula or Butte, if they want to volunteer, is everything done at the ranch in Bozeman? Or are they able to tap in as volunteers in remote sites, Rudyard, Westby, Dell, you know, some of the places around the state? How did they get involved that way?
Yep. Most of our program is based in Southwest Montana. We are doing a program up on the North Fork of the Flathead this year, so up in Kalispell Whitefish area. We do ice fishing in North Dakota, but the vast majority of our programming itself happens in Southwest Montana. So we have volunteers that travel from across the United States to come and participate in the program. So if you're able and willing to make the travel, I promise you that it's an experience that will be worth every effort that you make.
Well, as I've mentioned continually over the course of the day, there is a $10,000 match from an anonymous source for any money that's raised today. Let's try and hit that $10,000 limit. And again, it can be $25,000, $35,000, $50,000, $100,000, you know, whatever you've got in your pocket. And if you're interested in helping what I believe to be a great organization that holistically looks at the veterans, they don't just say, oh, we're going to fix your shoe or your foot. They work on mind, body, and soul. So, give us a little bit of a pitch, if you would, please, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing in our service and the outcomes that we're having for post 9/11 combat veterans goes beyond gratitude for their service. It goes beyond, you know, the fact that it's the right thing to do. The fact is that thriving veterans that go back to their families, go back to their communities, they go back to those jobs, the government. They make those families and those organizations stronger. They make America stronger. And it's also essential to our national defense. Ours is an all-volunteer force, and we need post 9/11 combat veterans that are standing up as exemplars to the next generation, inspiring them to want to serve. And unless they see that service in the military is valued and valuable, and that they're going to benefit from serving, they're not going to raise their hand. You know, those are really good reasons to get involved.
Well, again, Brian, CEO, Warriors in Quiet Waters, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for being an organization. We appreciate your time and your effort.
Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, good morning, Montana. This is former Congressman Denny Reberg filling in for Aaron Flint. We're doing a little telethon today for Warriors in Quiet Waters. So we hope you'll join in with us.
be a part of our program. And in a minute, I'm going to introduce a couple of very special guests that want to talk about Warriors in Quiet Waters. Joining us on the phone right now is Larry Weidinger and Katie Migahy. Larry is the program facilitator of the program and is a Built for More program alum. He is a retired command sergeant major who served 30 years in the Army. His career spans service on active duty and in the National Guard, including three deployments to the Middle East in support of Operations Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and Inherent Resolve, as well as numerous domestic civil response activations in the United States. Also joining us is Katie. She's a program facilitator at the program and a U.S. Army veteran who served 9 years, including deployments to Iraq and Kuwait, where she worked as a cop, an MP. Katie participated in the second Build for More hunting track. Larry and Katie, welcome today. It's good to have you, and want you to tell us, I've told them who you are. Why don't you tell them why you're here?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on, Congressman. I am here because it started out back in 2014. I came to Bozeman when I lived outside of the state. Heard about Warriors in Quiet Waters, started volunteering, got my sister involved, volunteered for 6 years, and then I came through the program in 2020. And then in 2022, I was a part of the initial, by that time I lived back home in Montana, and I was part of the initial Hunt for Purpose track. And in there, one of the things that I discovered was that I wanted to continue being of service to others after I left the military. And I was just going through a lot of transition in 2022, and in 2023, the opportunity came open, and I finally got to realize a dream that I had had since 2015 when I first volunteered here at Warriors in Quiet Waters, and I get to work here. And so it's my proud honor to be a facilitator where I get to continue making an impact, making a impact on our warriors' lives, and it's something that I call my second service.
Katie, did you join us?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'm here because I was lucky enough to go through the program initially in 2022, and then I got selected for that second hunting program. At the time, I knew something was missing in my life, but I didn't know what it was. And this program pointed me towards purpose and connection as the big things I was missing. And it gave me motivation and inspiration to serve others. And so I was lucky enough to apply for a job here at WCW last year and started in April. So this has been my first year going through with these cohorts. And I'm getting to see the impact of how this program can affect other people, similarly to how I felt going through it. And it's amazing being on this side of it.
Well, I was asking some of the previous callers, we heard a lot about fishing. We didn't hear a lot about hunting, and I was interested in the hunting program. Where did you go, and how did you get the permits? I mean, it's not easy to get an elk permit and an antelope permit, and it's, I understand it's bow hunting. Is that correct? Just bow, or is it rifle as well?
It's just archery, okay. And Larry had the unfair advantage that he was a resident, so I think it was a little easier for him. I just got lucky. So I was lucky enough to draw an elk tag as a non-resident, and we actually had a similar path that we both went into the Bob Marshall, into the most epic outdoor experience I've ever had, being, 11-mile hiking just to camp, and then hunting from there. It was amazing in every way.
Did you get anything?
I did not. I got the full draw on a beautiful elk, and he decided that he wanted to turn around and just walk away from that tree. So I never had a good shot, and it was still the most amazing hunting experience I've ever had in my life.
How about you, Larry?
I had a great time of connection and camaraderie and reflection while I was up there. I'm not an artist, but I did a lot of journaling, and I drew some pictures for my little baby girl that I had at the time. And the only elk I saw was from base camp after the hunt was over on the last day.
Sounds like some of my hunting trips. You know, one of the things that I've seen in the materials that have been sent to me many days ago is this is a holistic approach. It's mind, body, and soul. And nobody's really talked about the journaling except for you right now. What do you do with the journaling as far as the participants in the program? What's that all about?
There's a lot of research that goes into the benefits for somebody's personal well-being from the physical act of journaling, like writing it out, pen on the paper, right? So what we do is we have our curriculum, if you want to call it that, our program where we talk about security, connection, values, identity, potential, purpose, holistic wellness, growth and resilience. And there's a certain period of time that all the warrior cohorts spend in that, and we give them journaling prompts designed around that theme, if you will. And we say, hey, we have two goals here for you. We want you to give it a try, and the goal is that hopefully it will create a habit, right? And we just say, this is what we would like you to journal about, but if you get stuck, journal about all sorts of, and it's for them. That's it. We don't ask to see it. We don't ask them to talk about it. It's just for their own personal use.
You know, I'm probably one of the few that actually knows what the term holistic is, because when asked what one of my favorite books is, it's Holistic Resource Management by Alan Savory. And people look at me and they go, and that's how I manage my ranch, by the way. It isn't all about just throwing cows out. You have to think about wildlife. You have to think about the health of the grass and the water resource and such. And I always just kind of jokingly say that holistic does not mean that you cross your legs, you face the sun, and you hum. And sounds like you've got that figured out with Warriors in Quiet Waters, that it's not just about hunting and fishing and the camaraderie of getting together. You've got a holistic approach, and that's pretty impressive. We had the CEO on before you, Brian, and he explained a little bit about the financial resources, who's contributed, and how you're doing on your goals. I just want to mention that we do have an anonymous source today that's willing to match up to $10,000 for anything we raise over the course of this day. And they just recently got a $25,000 contribution from Christ Santa Foundation, which is pretty impressive. I don't even have a clue who Christ Santa is. I'm going to look him up, going to send him a note, and I'm going to thank him. But you all can donate at wqwf.org/donate or email at info@wqwf.org, or you can mail in donations at Warriors in Quiet Waters, 351 Evergreen Drive, Suite A, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Larry, a little bit, they tell me the food's pretty good at the center. I heard from the cooks this morning, and a few of the callers earlier on were raving about it. Obviously, you're not the cook.
No, that's what brought my sister into it. Lynn, who was on earlier today, I believe.
Yep.
When I volunteered, I came home from my first week volunteering back in 2015, and I called her and said, Lynn, I have the perfect job for you, and I told her about it. The thing back then, like, the WQW just provided all the warriors and volunteers with, like, the best home-good cooked meal ever, right? We have since evolved then, and we have brought on a integrative nutrition support. And we are getting after providing healthy meals that are not only excellent and yummy tasting, but they also feed our body properly. So when our body feels well, we're much more likely to go out there and have the confidence and the abilities to concentrate on building that holistic life and that life of thriving.
Well, we only have a few minutes left. Brian was kind enough to give us the phone number. I did not have it of any of the veterans that are listening or anybody who wants to contribute some of their time. Do you happen to have that phone number? We're going to have to cut off here in just a sec. But if you've got the phone number, does one of you guys have it that you could share with the listening audience?
Larry's looking up.
Okay.
Sorry, we don't.
No, I know. Yeah. I kind of caught you off guard. But nobody gave me the phone number, so.
406-585-9793.
Well, again, you guys do great work, and I really appreciate Aaron Flint for giving me the opportunity to host his program. I had been in Iraq. In fact, I was in Iraq when Saddam was caught. I wanted to go to Crete, but they didn't want a congressman going around the hole. And then I went to Afghanistan. They all felt kind of bad because they hadn't gotten bin Laden yet. But everybody knows that bin Laden was got. And he was gotten by a fellow from Montana. So my hat goes off to all of you who are veterans. Aaron Flint, thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And Larry and Katie, thanks for joining us today on KBUL. We do have an app on KBUL. You can access it and listen to this program again if you feel like it. Thank you very much.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One interesting observation by Senator Tom Cotton. He warned that Joe Biden and warned Biden after the pardon that Hunter won't be able to plead the fifth anymore, which is a good point. And Joe Biden may come to regret his decision because having given his son a blanket pardon of 11 years to include the time when he was vice president, Hunter Biden can't plead the fifth if he appears before Congress or before a grand jury. Now, Joe Biden lied when he said over and over again, never once, not one time, ever spoke to my son, my brother, or anybody for that matter, about their foreign business dealings. Well, actually, he did. And we have pictures that prove that point.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings, they are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% off site-wide, plus score premium doorbusters and get a free professional measure. Now, don't wait. These deals are happening right now when you go to Blinds.com. You know, swapping out old blinds for brand new custom window coverings, it's a small project. It has big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple. They make it easy. They make it affordable. Here's the bottom line. Blinds.com, they make it a better way to buy custom window treatments. You don't have pushy commission salespeople. You don't have to wait around all day for a quote. I'm telling you, my years of experience with Blinds.com, it is so easy and so simple and has such a dramatic impact on any room or every room in your house. Blinds.com has their Black Friday sale. It's happening right now with the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% off site-wide plus premium doorbusters. And you get a free professional measure only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Apply.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's going to be president again. We can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holidays. Are you kidding me? Man, we got to keep our eye on the ball, especially right now. This lame duck Senate, they're going to try to ram through these left-wing judges that will rule against agriculture. They'll rule against oil, gas, coal, timber, you name it. And there's a lot more we got to keep our eye on. Montana Talks, we're going to keep our eye on the ball. But even if we drop the ball, you can call in. Statewide, 9 to 10.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of
Riddle's Jewelry in Shiloh Crossing and in Rimrock Mall.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Good morning. This is not Aaron Flint. This is former Congressman Denny Rehberg, Lieutenant Governor and State Legislator as well. And we're doing a telethon today on behalf of Warriors in Quiet Waters. We've had a great lineup. We have a great individual meeting with us right now, a fellow by the name of Chris Oliver. Chris is located in Austin, Texas, and Big Sky, Montana. Can't beat those two locations. He's former major in the Marine Corps and a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. He was designated as a naval aviator flying the CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter and served 3 terms in Iraq, accumulating nearly 1,000 combat hours. He is an alum, a program volunteer. And, Chris, we welcome you and thank you for everything you've done. You know, I flew helicopters. It's not an easy thing to do, and I didn't have to do 1,000 hours in combat. I probably couldn't have. I had the only combat I had was flying around the state of Montana, which was interesting enough. But welcome, Chris, and why don't you tell us a little bit. I told them who you are. Why don't you tell them why you're involved in the organization, what it means to you, and a little bit about your history with the organization.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. I first got involved with the organization a long time ago. I was still on active duty, and I heard about it, and my sister and brother-in-law were actually involved, and they were in the fly fishing industry, and I decided to come up, and I was actually a volunteer on the very first Spouse FX, and my brother-in-law and I did it together, and my sister was a mom, and that's really how I got involved. I met Eric, and it was something that really touched me. I thought it was really needed, and just been involved ever since in any way I could.
And you are an alum of the program. What did you do?
I am. I actually went through a couple years ago. I did a hunt for purpose after I got out of the Marine Corps. Through the years, I just kind of had some problems, didn't really like who I was as a person, and decided to go ahead and apply to participate, and was lucky enough to be accepted. And after having witnessed the change in warriors' lives throughout the years, I actually got to experience it, and it was definitely life-changing for me, and it's really helped me in my life.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because you're not the first person that said I was lucky enough to be selected. They have 1,000 alum. Do they have a lot more people that are applying, and it's just a matter of money? Because as I'm told, it's free. There's no such thing as free. I mean, somebody is contributing the money to put you guys through the program. But is there a need, obviously, for more money, for more people? Are there people waiting to get involved in the program?
There are. I don't know exactly how many people are waiting. I do know that when I applied, there was 8 of us that got accepted, and there was over 70 applicants for those 8 spots. So I don't think that's unusual just for the amount of people applying to the program. It used to be, hard for the organization to get guys to want to apply. They had to go out and seek, and I think that's actually turned around. I think they have way more applicants than they have spots.
You bet. Well, thank you, Chris. We're going to run out of time, and what I'm going to do in the next segment, starting a little bit after the 9 o'clock hour, is start giving out some of the addresses of where they can contribute and help those people that are sitting on the waiting list. Chris, glad you were able to get into the program, and thank you for all that you have done and continue to do on behalf of the veterans. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's a great organization. Appreciate it.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's going to be president again. We can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holidays. Are you kidding me? Man, we got to keep our eye on the ball, especially right now. This lame duck Senate, they're going to try to ram through these left-wing judges that will rule against agriculture. They'll rule against oil, gas, coal, timber, you name it. And there's a lot more we got to keep our eye on. Montana Talks, we're going to keep our eye on the ball. But even if we drop the ball, you can call in. Statewide, 9 to 10. We'll be right back.